My name is Paul Manwaring of paulmanwaring.com. Welcome to this podcast. Somebody's asked me a question. I just want to briefly try and address it, and that is finding hope after disappointment. How do you do that? Of course, there are two incredibly big words in that question, hope and disappointment. Disappointment, really, you know, one of the clues is in the makeup of the word. Being disappointed means somehow we're at the wrong appointment. We're at a place that we shouldn't be. And we've got there. We've got there probably because we've not kept our appointment with God. I love the story where Jesus sends the message back to John the Baptist, who's in prison, making it very clear that Jesus is the one. The lame do walk, the blind do see, the deaf hear, the poor receive the gospel. But right now, I can't get you out of prison, John. See, John did have the right appointment. He had an appointment with Jesus, with God. The real thing is for us to make sure that we keep our appointments with God, that we keep our relationship with him so that we can talk to him. Because as we do that, we will see that it wasn't him that sent the problem, the disappointment. It wasn't him that delivered the curved ball. That life happens and we don't yet know all of the answers. And the truth is, we are not meant to know all the answers. There are several things I think about coping after disappointment. First and foremost is to stay in touch with God, and the second is to make sure we don't blame God for something that he didn't do. Sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes it's life, the way that it works out, you know. Sometimes I think it is the enemy. But the one thing's for sure, he doesn't send it. But the incredible truth is, and one that I think is really good for us to hold on to in times of disappointment, is that he is able to make everything beautiful. He's the creator. I love the quote that's been given to me on many occasions. God takes the scars of our lives and turns them into finely fashioned crystal. That's what he does. He wastes nothing. He gets us ready is another phrase that I sometimes use. And it's an incredible truth to hold on to if we have suffered some disappointment. Yep, we need to stay in relationship with God. We need to make sure that we don't blame God. And then we need to find hope. Well, there's an incredible encouragement about hope. Hope is available in the wilderness. In actual fact, you don't need hope when everything's going great, when you've just won the lottery. Not that I've ever entered it, but if I did, I wouldn't be needing too much hope there. Well, maybe I would, mind you, because money doesn't answer everything, does it? No, we need hope in the wilderness. Hosea chapter 2, I lured you into the wilderness, and there in the valley of trouble, the valley of Achor, I opened the doorway of hope. Hope grows in the wilderness. It grows in the darkest of times. It's an incredible truth. And the other truth is that hope does not disappoint. Isn't that incredible? Hope does not disappoint. You know, the verse in Proverbs, hope deferred makes the heart sick. You know, it's not that you don't get what you hope for that makes you sick. It's that you stop hoping. Hope's the key. It really is. Paul says to the Romans, hope does not disappoint. See, he says, in your trials, in your tribulations, stand in grace. In those, rejoice, he says. Knowing what? Knowing that in your tribulation, there is endurance. And in your endurance, there is character. And in your character, there is hope. And hope does not disappoint, because our Father is continually pouring out encouragement to us through his Holy Spirit. So yeah, we need to make sure we stay in touch with God. We need to make sure we don't blame him. And then we need to access this thing called hope, that in our tribulations, in our tough times, we are still able to rejoice, still able to praise, and still able to worship. But you know, in the most extreme cases where there has been great loss, great tragedy, I think the one biggest piece of advice I can always give is make sure you take some time to grieve. It's really important. It's really important. And it's a part of the way that God actually heals and repairs our souls through grief. He's given us this capacity to grieve, to feel loss. The key is that, yes, we can have a moment of disappointment, but becoming disappointed No, that's what we've got to avoid. We can have a moment of feeling hopeless, but living in hopelessness. No, that's a condition, and that's a condition that the devil will make sure that he lives in and keep us in that place. So let's not be disappointed, and let's not live with hopelessness, but let's allow ourselves to feel disappointed. Let's allow ourselves at times to feel a little hopeless, but let's take all of this to him, the God of all hope. Isn't that incredible? In Dante's Inferno, that sign over the gate of hell says, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here." Do you know why? Because there's no hope in hell. There's none there because it's all in heaven, the God of all hope. I love the verse in Job 5:16, "When the helpless find hope, unrighteousness must shut its mouth." Unrighteousness is that voice that wants us to live disappointed. Wants our disappointments to become part of our identities. But when the helpless find hope, unrighteousness must shut its mouth. And you know what that means? There's only one other voice that can be heard. It's the opposite of unrighteousness. It is righteousness. It is godlikeness. So I encourage you, whatever your circumstance right now, if you have had a tough season, if something hasn't gone quite the way that you wanted it to, believed it would, felt it was prophesied, well, trust him. And take it to him. Keep your appointment with God. Don't blame him for something that happened. And look for hope. Hang out with people who give you hope. Hang out with people who encourage you. Hang out with people with stories who know what it is to be in the wilderness and to come out and to carry on living and rejoicing again. We worship the God of all hope. And I encourage you, whatever your circumstance right now, don't believe that we need to know all the answers. We're meant to live in mystery, because if we don't have mystery, then we will reduce our God to our level of understanding, and he's way above that. Thanks for listening to me, and I pray that in your circumstance right now that you might find the hope of Hosea 2 and the hope of Romans 5, hope that does not disappoint. Don't stop hoping. Don't stop believing that there is more. But if you're right in the aftermath of something tragic, give yourself some space to grieve. Find some people that know how to grieve with you and love on you as you step back towards hope and overcoming a disappointing circumstance or season. I bless you in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening to me. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye.